Thank you for tuning in to the Buckmaster Show today. We're broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, and today is May 18th, 2023. I'm Ryan Hansen, president of Bon Voyage Travel, and I'm filling in for Bill Buckmaster today. As a monthly contributor to the Buckmaster Show, Bill and I love talking travel, and today's entire show will be the travel hour of the Buckmaster Show. I'm joined by Tom Fairbanks, our engineer for today's show, and the Buckmaster Show, as you are well aware, airs Monday through Friday from noon to 1 on 1030 The Voice. Buckmaster Live Line is presented by Rincon Ventures, real estate and property management. You can always keep tabs of the happenings of the Buckmaster Show on Facebook. And I know Bill is active on Facebook right now. For more details about the show, in addition to bios of our show contributors, archived episodes, etc., all of that can be found on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com. And in fact, let's go to the live line right now from Rincon Ventures and Real Estate Property Management, our on-site travel correspondent calling in live from the Grand Case Beach Club in St. Martin is none other than Bill Buckmaster himself. Bill, I'm surprised you stepped away from the beach to take this call.
Oh, it was very hard to do. I had to be pulled away, I'll tell you, but it is so beautiful. As folks who are following me on Facebook have seen, St. Martin, some of the most beautiful water in the world. You know, Ryan, as travelers, you and I have, we've got some happy places. And for Ann and I, this certainly is one of them. We've been here before. Actually, our first visit 27 years ago started off on, well, rather rocky start when Hurricane Bertha took a direct hit here on St. Martin, and Ann and I weathered that storm 18 hours. The eye went right over the hotel, but we've come back a couple of times. Our second visit to Grand Case, just really the bay here is absolutely spectacular. We were here in 2019, right after Hurricane Irma, about a year after Irma, and things were pretty beat up over here. And the hotel's been essentially rebuilt, and Grand Case is looking great. The harbor at Marigo here on the French side, just looking spectacular with yachts. Some of these yachts just unbelievable with seafarers from all over the world making a stop here. Think of the south of France, and that's what you get with St. Martin, because St. Martin is a province of France. There are only two off the mainland, French Polynesia and St. Martin. So when you're in St. Martin, you are in France.
That's an interesting point with a lot of those Caribbean islands, right? You've got the British Virgin Islands, you've got the French influence there on St. Martin, you've got the Dutch influence as well on some of the other islands. But tell me a little bit more, what else have you been doing on St. Martin beyond the beach club there?
Well, we love to go into Grand Case. Some of the finest restaurants, the gastronomy here is just unbelievable. These different restaurants just competing to see who's the best. And I'm telling you, if you love French cuisine, you will love St. Martin. You mentioned the Dutch side. It's kind of interesting. The island is divided into two different parts of European governance, and that goes all the way back, Ryan Hansen, to 1648. A treaty was signed to ensure peace. The northern half of the island is St. Martin. The Dutch side is the south. That's where the international airport is located. So when people fly in, you fly in on the Dutch side. But this island is the smallest in the world where two countries share one island. And how many others are there, Ryan? I'll give you a little trivia. There's a handful. How many others do you think there are?
Venture a guess, less than five. Haiti and the Dominican Republic would be, you know, the
you
easiest
got,
one that
got,
comes off the top
it.
Of my head.
Yep, I,
Trinidad,
Ireland,
Trinidad
Ireland
and Tobago,
and
is there not? What, say, Ireland
no,
and Northern
Trinidad,
Ireland?
You know, Trinidad and Tobago being one country. So it's basically Ireland, Northern Ireland. You hit it on Hispaniola with Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And then there's Papua New Guinea, a large island. There's Papua New Guinea and Indonesia. So those are the other three. But this is the smallest. Kind of interesting the way you have the European culture here in the Caribbean. And of course, St. Martin is a huge cruise. It's almost the mandatory stop, as you know, Ryan, for the cruise lines.
One of the Dutch Antilles influences was another one of your stops, St. Eustatius Island. And tell me more about this island. I've been in travel for a long time. I've been to the Caribbean not as many times as you, but this is a stop that is kind of unique, I think, for most, and maybe many people have never even heard of this place.
Well, a lot of people have never even heard about this in the Caribbean. It's very interesting. There are three Dutch Antilles islands that don't have kind of the full status like St. Martin does. These are considered like, I don't know, I don't want to use the word colonies, but they're not full provinces, territories. There's Saba, which is basically a rock, but a very interesting place, and there's some tourism over there. There's St. Eustatius, and then, of course, there's St. Bart's, which is just right off here, the island here. But 33 miles southeast of St. Martin is St. Eustatius, very undeveloped for tourism. They're trying to change that. There's quite a development called Golden Rock Resort. A Dutch gentleman has invested a ton of money over there, and he's got 70 units. It is a beautiful property, and he's billing it as a dive resort and a nature resort. There are no beaches on St. Eustatius, but the diving is considered a World Heritage Site. So we checked that out, probably one of the few islands we have not been in the Caribbean, and it was an interesting place to visit as well.
Well, Bill Buckmaster, who is live from St. Martin right now, making his Caribbean tour that he typically loves to make. Thank you for bringing up an island and a destination that is not frequently visited by a lot of tourists, but has so much history to it. You forced me, Bill, to do a little research on St. Eustatius, and it is named for a legendary Christian martyr who was martyred in AD 118 by the command of Emperor Hadrian, called for the death of St. Eustatius. I thought that was a very interesting tidbit. You love those trivia nuggets. But one of your other stops, Bill, touch on your stop into Puerto Rico. I know you got to see some wonderful things on your first stop.
Yeah, and a quick note about the history on St. Eustatius. Without St. Eustatius, the Americans may not have won the Revolutionary War. The Dutch supplied arms to the rebels, and the British made the Dutch pay for it and pretty much destroyed what they call the Lower Town. And you can still see the water of the ruins over the Lower Town. A lot of history on St. Eustatius. As for San Juan, my goodness, the cathedral there, the second oldest in the Western Hemisphere. I've posted some, well, my wife has taken, Anne is an incredible photographer, beautiful pictures of the Cathedral of St. John in San Juan. And other than the cathedral at Santo Domingo, this one is just, it's something, well, you'd think you were in Europe. It goes back, I think it's 1543. It's really, old San Juan is a World Heritage Site. So much history there. One tip, if you're coming to Old San Juan, watch out for that traffic. It's unbelievable trying to get out of there late in the afternoon. But it is really, there's a lot of history in Old San Juan.
Well, we love hearing from our on-site travel coordinator, Bill Buckmaster. Enjoy the rest of your vacation and your stay. I do apologize for making you work for all of 12 minutes and had to pull you away from that crystal clear water. Bill, thanks for joining us on the Buckmaster Show.
Thanks, Ryan, very much.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's is located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise and is open Tuesday through Sunday for breakfast and lunch. Treat yourself to their mouth-watering pastries, including the famous Danish Kringle. Mona'sDanishBakery.com or BuckmasterShow.com for a link to the Mona's Danish Bakery website. Stay tuned for more. We will continue the travel hour on the Buckmaster Show. You're listening to 1030 The Voice.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year plan includes roadway, transit, pedestrian, bicycle, and many other transportation improvements across the region. Pima County voters approved the plan in 2006, and the RTA is working with the Citizens Advisory Committee to prepare and present a new draft plan as early as 2023 for public review. Learn more about the process at rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We are broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, and the Buckmaster Live Line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. And no, this is not Bill Buckmaster. We just heard from Bill. He is got his toes back in the ocean on the island of St. Martin, enjoying his vacation. We got a great look into the Caribbean islands that he stopped on in Puerto Rico, St. Eustatius and St. Martin. But it's time to transition a little bit on the travel hour. But before we talk about international destinations, our friends over in Silver City and Grant County are ready to welcome you back with open arms. They got are just 3 hours east of Tucson and so much to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, including hiking in the Gila National Wilderness, visiting the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and so much more. For a complete listing of all the things to do and the great places to stay in Silver City and Grant County, please visit southwestnewmexico.org. As we transition, we're bringing on one of the best in the business from the cruise side of things. He's the head of sales in the Americas for all of North and South America for Silver Sea Cruises. He's one of our favorites, one of my friends, Joe Leon. Joe, thanks for joining the Buckmaster Show today.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you for having us on. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to your listeners today.
One of my favorite cruise lines out there, and there's many to choose from, Joe, and we won't touch on all of the competitors in this space, but there might be some listeners that are familiar with some of the bigger cruise lines like Carnival and Royal Caribbean that go all throughout the world, but you have something special with Silver Sea Cruises. Would you at least maybe give us, what's the essence of Silver Sea Cruises for our listeners?
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, so we are a six-star all-inclusive luxury line. We sail in all ocean view suites, all beautifully appointed with marble bathrooms and walk-in closets, most of which have private verandas. And of course, our mission statement to our customers is to help them travel deeper in luxury. And what that means is really helping them uncover a new destination, visit a new culture, experience new cuisine, and do so in the utmost comfort. We want to make sure our customers get to sail anywhere in the world they want to go and never have to compromise on their lifestyle.
And Joe, I do love about Silver Sea is a number of things, and you touched on them in that comment. Let's unpack a couple of them. One of them is clearly the on-ship experience. On board is important to any cruiser. So give us kind of the life, the day in the life of a Silver Sea cruiser as it relates to their onboard experience.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that people don't know about us is how strong our international footprint is. And when it comes to onboard experience, I think it's really unique when we're talking about the luxury cruise space, where most of my competitors source a large part of their business from North America. We source about 60 to 65%, which leaves a large percentage of internationals on board. And what that does, Ryan, it really makes you feel like you've left your country and you're traveling abroad, which I think is a great feeling. And also the opportunity to meet folks from other cultures, but similar lifestyles and like interests. And so we find that that obviously is a big plus. You couple that with the unbelievable luxury platform that we've spent 30 years perfecting, it really does become the best vacation option in the industry.
Yeah, I have sailed on Silver Sea a number of times. I've been on Silver Muse. I will be on Silver Muse again this fall. The first sailing that I was on with Silver Muse was when the ship debuted. It was its christening sailing. So it was sailing out of Genoa, Italy, where there's a very famous shipyard there. But I'll be on Silver Muse again this fall, sailing out of Hong Kong. And when I think of destination and immersion, Silver Sea Cruises does it as well as anybody because of the vast number of places that you go. You touched on destinations. Very critical to any cruiser as they select the cruise experience. How many destinations, and let's touch on a little bit of that wide variety of where you sail.
Yeah, thank you for that. It's 900 destinations that we visit on our portfolio. And so we operate the largest destination portfolio in all of cruising, despite of how large or small your line may be. And our focus is really to be more than just a means of transportation. We want to be part of the substance that you experience when you arrive. And so it's more than just how we plan the itineraries, where we plan the itineraries to go. It's what we do when we arrive there. And one of the things that as a brand we've taken a strong focus on over the last few years is a hyper-local focus. And what does that mean for your listeners? It means that we're moving away from the large global tour operating companies and really looking to invest in the local communities that we visit. And for a few reasons. Number one, there is no more authentic way to explore or learn about a destination than to learn from its locals. And secondly, the impact that we have on the local community and the local economy. We want to make sure that we are great citizens of the world and the ports that we visit. And we're really only as good as the relationships we have with the communities we visit. And we want to make sure that when we do visit, we leave them better than they were when we arrived. So we build out infrastructure for them to use with other cruise lines, things like stadium seating at a soccer field where we host a soccer tournament or a soccer camp with some kids from underprivileged neighborhoods in the area. And they come, and our passengers love to watch this learning process. And then we take them off for a nice dinner and some local flair in the local town. So some examples of how destination really is at the top of our focus. It's important, again, that we're more than just a way to arrive somewhere.
Well, and Silver Sea Cruises, for those listeners that aren't familiar with this company or brand, it's owned by the Royal Caribbean Group, and I would say, venture to guess, many of the listeners are familiar with Royal Caribbean, and they might say, that's why I don't want to cruise, because I don't want to sail with 6,000 of my closest friends. Tell me how Silver Sea likes to do it.
Yeah, you know, we sail with no more than 720 passengers, which will be on our new ship, the Silver Nova. And, Ryan, that goes down to the intimate 100 passengers that we sail to the Galapagos on the Silver Origin. And when it comes to being part of this family, you know, it is the reason we're part of this family and the reason why we have this luxury portfolio in between these two much larger brands is, you know, it's important that we recognize the consumer's journey. Many of your listeners started with their kids on Royal Caribbean, and maybe now they're in a different stage in their lives where they're looking for sailings or ways to visit places with fewer people, maybe a little bit more of exclusive of a setting, a little higher quality on the food side of things, maybe a little more personalized on the service side because we're serving fewer people. And so it's important for this company, this group, that we offer as many products as we can to be able to cater to that customer's life journey. We all go through it as consumers, and so that applies to travel as well. And that's why we're very proud to be the luxury arm for the Royal Caribbean Group.
And so many of those over 900 destinations that you mentioned are just not navigable by some of those larger vessels. They can't even get to those ports of call, and I think that's what's so special about your proposition. As you mentioned, you're delivering a deeper, more immersive experience for the luxury traveler, and those are destinations. And we'll get into some of those on the other side when we talk about the expedition piece of the Silver Sea Cruise experience, that you're unlocking new destinations even for all of the cruise industry, not just the Royal Caribbean family. But Joe, you mentioned a few minutes ago about your newest vessel, the Silver Nova, that has yet to really even make the huge splash that I know that it will. And why am I saying that? It's because you and I, Joe, both were afforded the opportunity a couple of months ago to go visit the shipyard, the Meyer Werft shipyard that's got 300 years of experience building ships. And we got to see this vessel before it even floated out. And what a wonderful, magnificent, almost crown jewel piece of the Silver Sea Cruise ship family. Can you go into some detail about what's so special about Silver Nova?
Yeah, and what a special experience that was for the both of us. I think we both felt like a couple of kids going on a big field trip for school. It was really amazing to walk through the space. And that's really what makes the ship different is space. And the way that we built it, we built her with an asymmetrical design. And we did that because we have now put all of our passenger decks together. So the middle four decks are all dedicated to passenger staterooms. And that allows us to use the very important and exclusive real estate in the back of the ship to build out larger balconies facing the back, larger suites in the back, floor-to-ceiling glass walls. All throughout. And then the asymmetric, that allows us to introduce an asymmetrical design where we get away from the straight lines and the traditional way that ships are built. A great example of that is the pool deck. You and I were in awe. When we walked out there, we felt this incredible openness, incredible sense of space. Hard to believe we were on a ship that's going to hold only 720 passengers. And the pool was pushed all the way to the side of the ship so that when you're swimming, you could just simply look over the railing. And again, you get that destination immersion even without stepping foot off of the ship. And we built her with eight different dining venues to choose from, all beautifully appointed, really with the focus of destination, being able to bring in all of that natural light. So you have these amazing glass walls all throughout the vessel, really everywhere we could put it, put a floor-to-ceiling window, glass wall. We went ahead and installed it because, again, the focus here is destination immersion, making sure that we try and uncover and as much of that destination as possible, and being able to bring those views into the ship wherever available was such an important part of her design. And then the sustainability package that comes with it. You know, our goal is to eventually have the Silver Nova pull alongside at a dock and emit zero carbon emissions. It is so important that we take care of our planet and that we address this very important topic of sustainability. And I'm very proud to say that we are at the forefront of that conversation with the plans that we have for Silver Nova to eventually install hydrogen fuel cells that will then power our batteries so that we can operate in port fully functional ship without emitting a single bit of carbon. And also, she will be sailing with burning LNG gas, which is liquefied gas, and that is the cleanest form of fuel that we can burn at sea, immediately setting sail, emitting 40% lower carbon emissions than any other ship out there today. So we're so very proud of this ship, not just for her innovative design and what she's going to do for our customers' experience on board, but what we're going to do to make sure that those destinations are pristine for future experiences in years to come.
There's definitely a responsibility for all of us that travel in that sustainable tourism mode, and you have really created a landmark innovation in the cruise space, because I think there's a misperception that cruising is so very bad for the environment, and that's the old days, the new days of cruising, and you are at the forefront at Silver Sea Cruises of making that happen. We will continue our conversation. There's much more to talk about from the Silver Sea Cruise family. We're missing half the conversation because we're going to now dive into the expedition style cruising that Silver Sea heads up and is innovative and leads the industry. We'll be back on 1030 The Voice. It's the Bill Buckmaster Show when we return.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade, using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rialto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Have you always wanted to cruise to Alaska? If that's the case, then you'll only see the tip of the iceberg. At Bon Voyage Travel, we can package the full Alaska experience with a cruise tour. Journey to Denali National Park on glass-domed rail cars. Tour the tundra wilderness and see the northern lights with an expert guide. And of course, relax on your cruise as you enjoy the glaciers up close and personal. Go to bvtravel.com today. Bon Voyage Travel, your Alaska experts.
As we continue the travel hour of the Buckmaster Show, we are broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. And on the Buckmaster Live line right now, which is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, is my friend and industry-leading expert, Joe Leon, who's the head of sales for the Americas for Silver Sea Cruises. For those of us that were listening to the show prior to the break, we touched on Silver Sea's destination immersion, the newest ship, the Silver Nova. But Joe, one of the best parts about Silver Sea Cruises that I would love for you to share is the expedition piece. What does Silver Sea Expeditions, what's that all about?
You know, Ryan, it is our goal to leave no white spaces on our map, and no better way to color in those spaces than through expedition travel. You know, we have over 430 expedition destinations on our portfolio, which makes up just about half of the amount of destinations we visit. Taking your listeners to remote areas of the world, some of which they thought they may never be able to travel to. We've been able to open those destinations up, really bringing, again, our focus is to help you travel deeper in luxury, and can't go much deeper than Antarctica or the Arctic or the untouched wilderness of the Galapagos Islands, and how beautiful it is and how beautifully well preserved the Galapagos Islands are, than to do so on Silver Sea. We do it in that luxury platform, but we're taking you to these amazing places. Again, some we never thought we could get to.
Well, and some of the misperceptions of expedition travel or expedition cruising, Joe, I think are, you guys dispel those myths, because a lot of people think, wow, I'm going to have to compromise my accommodations and maybe it's Spartan living on a cruise in the Galapagos, and nothing could be further from the truth on Silver Origin. Or if I go to Antarctica, am I going to return to ship after a Zodiac landing on Antarctica and I'm going to have to eat my dinner that was warmed up by a Sterno can or over an open flame? And it's not that at all. It's still that six-star luxury experience while you're on ship, but yet you're in destinations that it can be as rugged as you choose.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great point, because oftentimes people view us as a luxury line first and then delivering a light expedition experience. And for your listeners, I think it's very important that they know there is no light expeditions on Silver Sea. These are very much exploration travel. You are traveling ashore with expert guides, scientists, geologists, biologists, marine biologists, glaciologists, ornithologists. We have got a number of different experts on board. They take you ashore. Now, what's wonderful about us is that it's not all hard expedition. There are light options for our passengers to enjoy, but this is very much an authentic exploration experience. You are not missing anything by taking an expedition cruise with Silver Sea. Instead, what you gain is that beautiful platform once you do return to the ship, because you're right, Ryan. It's something to be said to come back from Antarctica, the land of ice, sweating because you've been touring for the last 2.5 or 3 hours, and all of a sudden there's a knock at the door. It's your butler. And he's got the afternoon's hors d'oeuvres along with a freshly popped bottle of champagne, allowing you to sit there and watch the destination you just visited right from your suite, right from your balcony, and take in all of the elements while still enjoying all of our comforts.
You had me at butler, Joe Leon. I'm telling you, that is an experience unlike any other until you do have a chance to have that knock at the door. But you touched on some of the expedition piece, and when I think of someone that's never been before, it's kind of, wow, do I have to get my own parka? What do I do about boots? And what do I have to worry about on that front? They don't need to worry, do they?
No, they don't. So when you're traveling to the polar regions, as we refer to it, you will have a complimentary parka waiting for you in your room. We will also, for those that need boot rentals, we have a link that we can send you to a company that will have them shipped to the ship, and they will be waiting for you in your suite once you arrive. And in the tropical regions, the warm water areas, we provide you backpacks and, of course, a stainless steel water bottle to ensure that our customers stay well hydrated when traveling and trekking through some of these very warm climates.
You touched on that. So you got the polar regions, you have some of the tropical destinations, you hit on Antarctica. And by the way, these are not drive-by experiences. So it's not just looking from your stateroom and waving to Antarctica. There's multiple landings that are navigated by Zodiac landings. In the Galapagos, you are up close and personal to some of the most vast unique wildlife there is on planet Earth. Joe, but as you think of the ships themselves, your fleet with Silver Sea Cruises, these are purpose-built expedition ships. Like Silver Endeavor is a purpose-built ship for primarily the polar regions. The Silver Origin, purpose-built for the Galapagos. What does that mean for a non-traveler, purpose-built?
Well, it means that we built these ships to ensure that you get the most out of the destinations that you travel to. And so what does that mean on the Silver Endeavor? The Silver Endeavor was built with a PC6 class hull. What does that mean to your listeners? It means that we can travel deeper into polar regions. We can travel into areas with up to year-old ice and make sure that we can sail through, navigate safely, so that we can bring you deeper into the continent. Many of our sailings on the Silver Endeavor, they voyage beyond just the peninsula. We take you deeper into the continent. And so that's really important. What we do in the Northern Hemisphere, when we travel to the polar regions, we have a sailing coming up in 2023, in the summer of this year, that is the Pond Inlet, exploring the high Canadian Arctic. Those are destinations that otherwise would not be accessible had we not built the Endeavor with the ice classification for her hull that she has. What we did on the interior, there's the secret sauce for Silver Sea. We built her out with these beautifully appointed suites, multiple dining venues, all just for 200 passengers to enjoy. And so that is one of the examples. The Silver Origin was built for the Galapagos. And there's another example of how we took as many floor-to-ceiling glass walls and glass windows and installed them throughout. We have an elevator bay that has a view out to sea so that you can really experience that destination at every turn on the vessel. Beautifully appointed, wide-open decks up on top, but also sheltered from the elements because we do get wind, and we are on the equator, so it does get a bit hot out there at times. And so those are some examples of how we purpose-built the ships. The Silver Origin is another great example, is the technology that we installed on these ships. The Silver Origin is built with technology that allows us to drop anchor fewer times than we otherwise would. This means that we are held in position with a GPS system, and it powers our thrusters to ensure that the ship stays put, even in some rough conditions. So we're very proud of that because it really goes a long way in protecting the destination. And the Galapagos is, of all examples anywhere in the world, that one destination where I've visited that I truly felt that I was the foreigner, not the wildlife. I was their guest. And I truly haven't felt that anywhere else in the world.
As we continue our conversation with Joe Leon, head of sales for Silver Sea Cruises. Silver Sea Cruises, one of the leaders in luxury cruising, but also this expedition concept. And Joe, I love how you've framed the expedition experience as a visitor and not somebody that is trying to impede on that destination. You're really there to try to leave it untouched, but learn most likely as well about the nuances of the destination. If you could touch one more time just on the differential that I see Silver Sea in this space amongst most of its, if not all of its competitors, are the knowledge and experience of your naturalists that are on board. What is that naturalist doing to help enhance the experience?
Oh, boy, they're doing everything, Ryan. In our polar regions, they are your Zodiac drivers. They go to an academy, a Silver Sea Academy, to learn not how to explain a destination. They're professionals, and that's their calling, and that's their trade. They're there to learn how to safely navigate our Zodiacs, safely bring our customers ashore, safely transfer our passengers from ship to boat on these Zodiacs, and then from the boat, the Zodiac, to these wet or dry landings on at land. But then we go ashore, and these experts, they seem to know everything about everywhere, Ryan. They can tell you how the rocks were formed. They can tell you the origin of the species, what the theories are and how they came to be in this particular area, some of the evolution that takes place, particularly in the Galapagos, where you can see the differences between similar or same species, but living on different islands, and truly bringing an exploration experience to life. They can tell you about natural formations, rock formations, different types of rocks, and then, of course, glaciers and how long they form, how long it takes them to melt, what happens when they go out to sea. So much information. This is truly a learning journey for our customers. And when it comes to entertainment on board, what you're not going to find is trivia or bingo hour. You may find some trivia about the destination you just visited or what you saw yesterday, but you're not going to get the general entertainment that you would think of. What you're going to find instead are really informational lectures that are held by some guest speakers we may have on board, or your actual expedition guides, which truly are the foremost experts on the ship.
Joe, thank you for diving in deeper to the experience of Silver Sea Cruises. Thank you for joining the Buckmaster Show. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, my friend. Thank you again, and I hope to see you soon.
You too, my friend. Stay tuned for more. We've got more Travel Hour discussion to finish up the Buckmaster Show. You're listening to 1030 The Voice.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com.
Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We're also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax. The RTA tax is collected throughout Pima County and averages about $100 million in revenue each month. The RTA is the largest annual funder of regional transportation projects in the region. The RTA tax funds priority projects that were approved by voters in 2006. See details in the latest RTA annual report at rtamobility.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
It is still the Travel Hour of the Bill Buckmaster Show, broadcasting from the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio and on the Buckmaster Live Line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, is another great friend of mine. But before we talk about Oceania Cruises, since 1970, Green Things has been the place to go for the gardening needs of every Tucsonan. Green Things is on a lovely 13-acre site that's also home to Zocalo Village and all of those fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things on River Road, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, and on the internet at greenthingsaz.com, as well as zocalovillage.com. And we return back to the live line for Bill Buckmaster's Travel Hour show. This is Ryan Hansen hosting, and we've got a friend of mine, Vice President of Sales for Oceana Cruises, Scott Klusner. My friend, you've just returned from Rome. It's great to have you on the line.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Well, Oceana Cruises has just launched a brand new vessel. We'll talk about that vessel a little bit more, but we've got to share with our listeners, who is Oceana Cruises? Many people might not be familiar with this brand of cruising, this style of cruising that's been around now 20 years, celebrating the 20th anniversary of Oceana. Scott, give us some details.
Sure, yeah. So like you said, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. We opened our doors back in 2003 with one ship, and now we have seven. As you just mentioned, we just welcomed Vista, the newest, to our fleet. So, you know, we kind of define who we are through our brand pillars. And our brand pillars are small, luxurious ships, the finest cuisine at sea, and curated travel experiences. So with Oceana Cruises, you know, you're sailing with hundreds of people, not thousands. We have four ships that carry 650 guests, three ships that carry anywhere from 12 to 1,250 guests. You know, it's easy to get on. It's easy to get off. You know, the ships that they're building these days, Ryan, you know, are getting bigger and bigger and bigger on like floating cities. So, you know, with us, there's no lines. There's no waiting. It's, you know, just a country club casual ambiance on board. It's not stuffy. There's no formal nights. And, you know, where do we sail? We sail all over the world. So we have 7, 10, 12, 14-night cruises and longer. In the summertime, we're typically in Europe or in the Mediterranean. We're in Northern Europe, Baltics, and then we have one ship in Alaska. And then in the wintertime, we're in the Caribbean, we're in Asia, Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, South America, and the South Pacific.
Well, Scott, I love Oceana Cruises. You know this. We just got off of this brand new ship, Vista, which, again, we'll dive into in a minute. But you touched on one of the brand pillars that I think we need to unpack just a little bit more, because everywhere when I travel, I return home, and invariably one of the first questions about my trip is, how was the food? And
right.
The finest cuisine at sea is a tagline that was developed early on with Oceana Cruises, if not on day one, that was going to be the hallmark of the cruising experience on board your ships. I can attest to this, Scott. You and I dined together at one of the restaurants called Red Ginger, and I had what I could argue is the finest plate of food on land or water at Red Ginger, and it was the miso glazed sea bass. And this wasn't just the plate of food that was amazing. It's the entire dining experience. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about the finest cuisine at sea and what that means?
Well, as you mentioned, Ryan, you know, we wanted to make that the hallmark of our brand when we opened our doors back in 2003. And, you know, we know, like you said, a huge part of travel is experiencing the world through food and wine. And, you know, all cruise lines have, you know, good food and certainly plenty of it. But I like to think that, you know, we've taken it to the next level. And, you know, dining with Oceana is like dining in a fine shoreside restaurant. And there's no additional charge for our specialty restaurants. You know, a lot of the lines out there these days, they charge you, you know, anywhere from $25 to $75 per person to dine in their specialty restaurants. And we don't do that. You know, and it all started with Jacques Pepin, who's a master chef and had his own PBS show and cooked for French heads of state. And he really was the inspiration for Oceana and remains the inspiration for Oceana to deliver, you know, the finest cuisine at sea. So we have a super talented culinary team. You know, about 25% of the crew on board are dedicated to the culinary experience. The finest ingredients, that's really, you know, what it boils down to. Jacques has a saying that you can't make a great tomato sauce with a lousy tomato. So you can't have great meals without great ingredients. So we go to great lengths to source the finest ingredients from around the world. And we, you know, we invest to make sure we have the best. So our flour, our butter, pastry products, all sourced from France. So it's all about high quality ingredients, and everything is made to order and it's fresh.
I think you've touched on the thing that I love to travel for the most, which is, where am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? I love those experiences. they do come back with you as one of those first memories. You've highlighted the hallmarks and you've really touched on it, but can you boil down for a listener, who's the ideal Oceana guest?
Yeah, you know, our guests, they're basically baby boomer couples. Majority of are 55 and up. They typically have cruised before, and they might be looking for a more intimate experience. You know, maybe they've sailed with 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people, Ryan, but now they want something a little bit smaller. Or, you know, they sailed and the food just wasn't that great. Or maybe, you know, the crowds are just something a little bit more intimate. A lot of people come to us for the first time because of an itinerary. We've got some really unique itineraries. So that's something that we really focus on, is having some really great itineraries around the world. And we really want to do connect our guests to the destination in a meaningful way. You know, that's why people travel, right, is to experience the destination. So our goal is to provide, you know, a nice mix of destination experiences, from iconic cosmopolitan cities to the smaller, more boutique-less touristy ports called, that we're able to access due to our size. We're very port intensive. We don't have a lot of sea days. We have overnights. We stay longer in port. And again, it's all about giving our guest as much time as possible in those destinations. So as I mentioned, you know, baby boomer couples, people that are, you know, maybe have sailed with, you know, ships that are 3,000 to 5,000 people. But our guests are interested in culture, architecture, culinary arts, fitness. They belong to all kinds of different clubs. But they really enjoy traveling with people who share their similar interests as well.
We have just a couple of minutes left in the travel hour as we continue the conversation with Scott Klusner, VP of Sales for Oceana Cruises, who just christened their brand new ship, the Oceana Vista, in Valletta, Malta. You and I were both there on ship 10 days ago to witness the christening of this beautiful vessel. Tell us more.
Oh, man, what an amazing night and amazing week. Our newest ship in more than a decade, Vista. Accommodates just 1,200 guests, and Giada De Laurentiis is our godmother. Many of you may be familiar with her. She is Italian-American chef, author, restaurateur, Emmy Award-winning. And also that night, we had Harry Connick Jr. Performing for us. So it was a very, very special evening, and we are super excited about Vista. So she continued after the christening, and she's going to spend the summer in Europe, and then she'll make her way back over to the U.S. coast in the fall and have some fall foliage sailings along the East Coast, and then make her way down to Miami and do a couple of Panama Canal sailings over to Los Angeles and back to Miami. So we have some new restaurants on board, Aquamar Kitchen, Healthy Eating. Ember is kind of an upscale American dining experience. One of my favorites, the Founders Bar on board, you know, serving the latest cocktail crafting trends and techniques. You've got those flavored smoke bubbles, low and no sugar wines, zero proof cocktails. So a lot of fun, new, innovative things on board. And somebody shared with me, Ryan, recently that they just got back. They were on the Vista Christian Cruise as well. She's like, you don't talk about the beds. She's like, you need to talk about the beds. She's like, I'm going to buy one of those beds. So I sent her a link, because the beds are amazing. So getting a good night's sleep is super important. And our beds are absolutely amazing.
What was the thread count on those sheets?
1,000 count thread count. And I think it's the seventh generation. I bought one of our beds about 5-6 years ago. And after that cruise on Vista, I'm ready to buy the latest one.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That ship is beautiful. I love the new restaurants. There are a few other restaurants that are staples for the Oceana fleet. Polo Grill, which is the traditional American steakhouse. Toscana, which takes you all the way into Tuscany, and Italian food and wines with sommeliers that are experts in the industry that bring those food to life. But I'll tell you, the main dining room on Sunday was the place to be. That was the largest seafood spread I've ever seen in my life, with lobster and king crab legs. It was something to behold. Scott Klusner from Oceana Cruises, thank you so much for joining us today on the Bill Buckmaster Hour.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
We love talking travel. We'll be back in a little less than a month with Bill Buckmaster on The Real Show. But for Tom Fairbanks, Joe Leon, Scott Klusner, and Bill Buckmaster himself, thank you for listening to The Buckmaster Show.